Well, first in studio, I have the great pleasure indeed of welcoming Sally O'Reilly. And Sally is our in-house psychologist, psychotherapist. And tonight we're going to talk about beach cleaning. So you're very welcome to the show, Sally.
Thanks, Rosari. It's very nice to be back.
Yes, it is. You were away there for a few weeks and we definitely missed you, Sally.
Oh,
we missed your wisdom.
Sweet.
Indeed. Now, about beach cleaning.
Yeah.
How does litter affect us? I know you were mentioning this earlier that it has a different effect on us, but what effect does litter have on us?
Well, litter actually affects, I know it sounds a bit of a no-brainer and it's a bit obvious, but people are actually researching this, and litter does have a measurable effect on our mood and our attitudes to the environment in which we live, and it affects our behaviour as well towards the environment in which we live. So if there's an environment where there's a lot of litter already, we kind of feel a bit better about littering it, bizarrely. Even if we think that littering isn't a good thing, people feel that there's more, it's more okay to mess up a place that's already messed up.
Right.
So, but then there's the whole mental health piece, where we feel better in a place that's ordered and clean, and particularly so if it's a place where there's water, and particularly so if that water is seawater.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gosh. So you have been involved in beach cleaning of late.
Yes, I have an ulterior motive for talking about this.
Yeah, and tell me, what impact has it had, that whole, I suppose, community thing, getting together with a common mission or goal?
Well, it's had a great effect on a lot of people. I know this from talking to them, but also from being one of them. Like, it can be really disheartening and depressing, and people listening might have experienced this. You know, you're walking along a beautiful beach. So we have so many kilometres of gorgeous beach here in East Cork. We're absolutely so lucky. And then you see the dog poo bags and the coffee cups and the cotton buds and the sanitary waste, and it's all a bit depressing.
Mm.
And what I like about the beach cleaning group is not only that it cleans it, we clean this stuff up and the place looks lovely again, but also one of the most depressing things any human can experience is a lack of control, a lack of agency over their environment. So it helps to feel that you can actually do something about it.
Okay.
And even more so if you can do something about it as part of a group. So you don't feel like you're this lone wolf, you know, going around with your plastic bag and your gloves cleaning stuff up, and that kind of helpless feeling that goes with that, that tomorrow someone's going to come along and mess this up again.
Mm.
If you're with a group of people, it's very encouraging, and you know, it's just fun as well, and you can talk to people if you want to, but you don't have to. There's no forced social connection thing going on here, but it's a nice thing to do as part of a group.
Yes.
But of course, if you want to go on a beach clean by yourself, you know, there's a whole 2-minute beach clean movement happening as well, where a lot of people are actually getting their gloves and their, you know, picker device things and their plastic bags, and they're going off and literally just picking up 3 bits of plastic. If everyone did that, the difference it would make to the wildlife, but also to us, you know, walking along the beach and just seeing little or no litter is so, it's just such a nice experience.
Now, there was a big award offered recently, some national award to some local group in relation to beach cleaning.
Yep.
Do you know about that?
Yeah, that was the Clean Coast Ballinamona group. It's headed up by Pronchias O'Tuma, which is... he's a friend of mine and a teacher in Middleton. And he is like this dynamo person. You know, he just gets people to do things, and he's got a great energy. I don't know if you interviewed him here before.
I did actually.
Should.
About No, I did.
You
I
did.
Think on your recommendation, actually,
oh,
Sally,
okay.
About a year ago, in fact. As you're speaking, I remember him quite well.
Yeah. So he drives a lot of this stuff and biodiversity stuff as well. And he organises beach cleans and talks, you know, on birds and wildlife. And I've learned so much from that man in such a short period of time. And but he so he deservedly so won this award. I can't remember the name of the award, actually.
It's Gashka, is it? The National Gashka Award or something to that effect.
And it's great because the group, the Clean Coast Ballinamona group, which are on Facebook and Twitter, they're just, it's just getting bigger. We have more and more people coming every week, and there have been 2 TV crews coming down now in the last month. or 2 months, just, you know, filming us doing our thing and interviewing children and stuff. That's another thing. It's a great thing to bring kids to, because you're really teaching them at a very young age about responsibility and the environment. And, you know, finally, people are beginning to realize we really need to start looking after our environment and doing, not just going, oh, for God's sake, politicians aren't doing anything. It's up to us, actually.
Yes.
To do something. Mm. And that's a very empowering feeling. I know with it comes responsibility, but it is our responsibility. So why not do something about it?
Well, it's great that, this whole movement anyway is obviously for the greater good in relation to climate change and people becoming more conscientious of plastic and the negative impact it has on our, as you said, our environment. But obviously there's a therapeutic factor to all of this. And I'm sure that must be the same for Tidy Towns as well. We have a group of people getting together with a common mission.
Yes, and when these people come together and make a place look nice, and everyone then benefits from it, because everyone gets this smile on their face and it feels good, and then you're proud. Look what happened with y'all last weekend. Mm. I mean, what an incredible thing to happen for this town, and everyone made the place look fabulous and
tidy, it's amazing.
And gorgeous. Mm. And people are raving about it online. All these people are saying how wonderful the town is and everyone should come and visit, and they're right.
Yes.
It's beautiful here.
Mm. I've never seen you all look so well, I have to say. It's absolutely magnificent. And credit to everybody who rode in and got involved.
Yeah, it was an amazing, amazing piece of work.
So, Sally, if people want to join this Ballinamona group or any other group, where can they go? I mean, there must be different groups in different locations.
There are. Now, the Clean Coast Ballinamona group, to my knowledge, I'm sure I'll be corrected if I'm wrong within minutes of this ending, they cover the Yall Beach Cleans as well.
Okay.
So, but yes. And there are lots of different groups around the country. There's Clean Coasts is on Twitter. That's an Irish, the umbrella group.
Okay.
Clean Coasts Ballinamona is on Twitter and Facebook. And all you need to do is go on the Twitter or Facebook and look them up and, you know, DM them or, you know, make a comment and ask when the next beach clean is. If you follow those pages, you'll get notifications of when the next beach cleans are. And then you can come along and, you know, you can be as involved or not, as I said, as you want. No one's going to expect you to be the life and soul of a party. It's just chip in, you know, and help out and help everyone feel good about it.
Very good. Okay, very good. That's something I definitely would be interested in doing myself, because it kind of kills a few birds with one stone, not using that terrible metaphor now anymore. But it's environmentally not friendly to use that metaphor, I think. But you know, you're out, you're meeting people, you're doing something good, you're getting fresh air, a bit of exercise.
Yeah,
I mean, it
kind of
ticks all the boxes, doesn't it?
It ticks all the boxes. It's only an hour, and what great boxes to tick. I mean, it's a wonderful movement. I'm delighted and proud to be part of it.
Excellent. And thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us. And hopefully more people listening in might become interested and look up their local group. And again, Sally, you remind us again where we can find it online.
So you'll find it online. But I also put a link to it. I wrote a piece on beach cleaning, it being good for the head and heart. That's on my blog, which is sallyoreilly.com. It's about 3 posts back. So you'll find links on that blog as well to these places. But it's Clean Coasts Ballinamona is what you look up on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much for that. And we'll have more next week, or next time we're on together.